Gilberto Silva, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Gilberto Aparecido de Silva, born October 7th, 1976, in Lagoa da Prata, Minas Gerais, Brazil, commonly known as Gilberto Silva, is a Brazilian football player. He has played most of his club football for English club Arsenal as a defensive midfielder. Gilberto was raised in a poor family, and as a child, he balanced playing football with various labour jobs. He began his football career in 1997 with América Mineiro, where good form earned him a move to Atlético Mineiro in 2000. He became a star player for Atlético, playing for 3 years in the Brazilian Campeonato Brasileiro Serie A. He came to particular prominence when he helped the Brazilian national team win the 2002 FIFA World Cup, playing in all seven of Brazil's matches. In August of 2002, he joined Arsenal for £4.5 million, with whom he has won the 2004 FA Premier League and two FA Cup trophies. In his first four seasons with the club, he played 161 games and scored 12 goals. On August 19, 2006, he scored Arsenal's first ever competitive goal at the newly built Emirates Stadium. He was made vice-captain of Arsenal in 2006 and is contracted to the club until June 2009, after which he is expected to move back to Brazil. Section 1. Biography. Early life. As a child, Gilberto lived in the city of Lagoa da Prata with his father, a blacksmith, his mother, a housewife, and three sisters. His family lived in a small house which his father built in the district of Usina Luciana. Despite financial hardship causing his sisters and him to share a single room, he had a relatively carefree childhood. He describes it as, "A time when I had no responsibility in my life. I played football on the street with cousins and friends, and we never had any contact with drugs or violence." In 1988, aged 12, he got the chance to break out of poverty by playing football, joining América Mineiro as a youth player. It was during these years at América Mineiro that Gilberto was taught defensive discipline by playing as a central defender. When not playing football, Gilberto was taught furniture making skills by his father, which he would come to use in the following years. In 1991, Gilberto's father retired, leaving the 15-year-old to provide financially for his whole family, a task made more difficult by his mother's ill health. Because of the low wage at América Mineiro, he was forced to quit football to take various labour jobs as a labourer, a carpenter, and a worker in a sweet factory. It looked as if this would be the end of his childhood dream. As a factory worker, Gilberto earned the equivalent of about £50 a month by 2002 rates. After 3 years of working in a factory, the 18-year-old decided to try his luck at football again by enrolling in the local club's youth academy. His time in the academy did not last for long, due to the worsening situation at home, as a result of his mother's ill health. He returned to work in the sweet factory, with little hope of resurrecting his football career. Early career. In 1997, Gilberto's friends tried to convince him to give football another try, something which led to him re-signing for América Mineiro on June 1st, 1997, this time as a full-time professional. Aged 21, Gilberto played as a central defender for the first team. During his first season for América Mineiro, he was regarded as a key player for the club, despite being criticised by some fans for inconsistency. He helped them win the Serie B division, and consequently gained promotion to Serie A. During Gilberto's third season at América Mineiro, the club's second season in Serie A, he played 20 games and scored one goal, helping the club to finish runners-up in the league. In 2000, aged 24, he joined rival club Atlético Mineiro. In his first season for the club, he fractured his right tibia and as a result missed a number of games. In his second season, he was moved by the manager Carlos Alberto Pereira from central defence to a defensive midfield role, where he flourished. He scored three goals in 2001 and became a revelation in Brazilian club football. In October 2001, his good performances from that year earned Gilberto a call-up to the Brazilian national team. by Luis Felipe Scolari for the 2002 World Cup qualification games. He made his international debut against Chile on October 7th, coming on as a substitute. On November 7th, he made his debut in the starting lineup of the national team against Bolivia. His international career continued to flourish in early 2002. He scored twice against Bolivia and once against Iceland. In 2002, he was a surprise inclusion in the Brazil squad for the 2002 FIFA World Cup in South Korea and Japan. He was expected to play a bit part in the tournament. However, defensive midfielder and Brazilian team captain Emerson was injured in training just before the first World Cup game. In light of the setback, coach Scolari called upon Gilberto to fill the gap which Emerson left. Gilberto ended up playing in every minute of every match of the tournament, which Brazil went on to win. In the words of Veja magazine, Gilberto carried the piano for Ronaldo and Rivaldo to play their tunes on. He wasn't without attacking use either, setting up Ronaldo's semi-final goal to put Brazil through to the final. It was Gilberto's performance in this tournament which led him to being classed as one of the top defensive midfielders in the world. Senior career. Gilberto's performance in the 2002 FIFA World Cup caught the attention of many coaches. Gilberto expressed a desire to move to England, saying, "It would be fantastic to play against the likes of David Beckham again." As a result, Aston Villa and Arsenal led the chase to sign him. In August, while still under contract to Atletico Mineiro, Gilberto joined Arsenal on their pre-season tour of Austria. While he had not yet signed for Arsenal, the deal looked set to go ahead. However, complications arose when a transfer embargo was placed on Atletico Mineiro due to unpaid wages to some players at the club, including Gilberto. There was also an issue of obtaining a UK work permit for Gilberto. Despite the complications, Gilberto ended a summer of speculation and joined Arsenal on August 7th, 2002 for a fee of £4.5 million. Upon signing Gilberto, Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger said, "What I like was the fact that he kept things simple. He can play all across the midfield, but the holding role just in front of the defence is what he does best." When Gilberto moved to England and began training with Arsenal, he bought a house in St Albans, South Hertfordshire. Having been used to life in the small Brazilian towns, he initially struggled to adapt to the new way of life in London. However, on the pitch he settled in very quickly. On August 11th, 2002, he made his Arsenal debut as a substitute against Liverpool in the second half of the FA Community Shield game, in which he scored the winning goal. As the 2002-2003 Premiership season began, Gilberto faced stiff competition for a place in midfield from compatriot Edu. After two substitute appearances, Gilberto finally broke into the starting 11 on August 27th, helping Arsenal to a 5-2 win against West Bromwich Albion. Gilberto's good form continued as he set a new record for the fastest goal scored in the UEFA Champions League, scoring after 20.0 seconds against PSV Eindhoven on September 25th, 2002. However, his legal problems continued, since his transfer to England still was not fully resolved. As a result, Gilberto instructed his lawyers to start legal proceedings against Atletico Mineiro for unpaid wages in November 2002. Atletico Mineiro were alleged to have only paid Gilberto 50% of his fee for moving to Arsenal. For the second half of the 2002-2003 season, he remained a regular starter in the Arsenal side. Even though he suffered a lapse of form towards the end of the season, he won an FA Cup winners' medal, playing in the final at the Millennium Stadium as Arsenal beat Southampton 1-0. 2003-2004 was an even better season for Gilberto, as he was instrumental in helping Arsenal win the FA Premier League title whilst going the entire season unbeaten. He played in 32 of Arsenal's 38 unbeaten Premiership games during the season. His next season started equally impressively, as he scored the first goal in Arsenal's 3-1 FA Community Shield win over Manchester United at the Millennium Stadium. During the opening games of the season, he started to experience severe pain in his back, and after a match at Bolton on September 27, 2004, a scan revealed that he had fractured his back. At first, it was reported that he would be out of action for a month. Later reports suggested the injury could be season-threatening. Gilberto's doctor ordered him to wear a back brace for 3 months to aid the healing of the fractured bone. Gilberto returned to his native Brazil for the duration of his rehabilitation. During his time there, he doubted whether he would ever be able to play football again due to the speculation that his injury could threaten his career. Despite his concerns, his long rehabilitation time paid off as he made a full recovery. He made his footballing comeback in Arsenal's 4-1 victory over Norwich City on April 22, 2005. During the whole 2004-2005 season, Gilberto was injured for 7 months and played only 17 games. His absence, combined with Arsenal's slump in form at the time, led much discussion regarding the importance of Gilberto on the Arsenal team, some suggesting that Arsenal struggled without him. Gilberto's difficult 2004-2005 season ended in consolation as Arsenal finished runners-up in the Premiership and won the FA Cup against Manchester United on penalties. During the summer which followed, on June 22, 2005, Gilberto played in Brazil's 1-1 draw against Japan in his only game of the 2005 Confederations Cup. His absence as a first-team regular could be explained by his lack of games and thus match fitness for Arsenal during the season leading up to the tournament. Gilberto's appearance in the tournament gained him a winner's medal as Brazil went on to win the competition. In June 2005, football agent Jack Lichtenstein took Atletico Mineiro to court over Gilberto's transfer in 2002. Lichtenstein's lawyer argued that he and his informal partner, Ronnie Rosenthal, never received an allegedly agreed 10% commission from Gilberto's £4.5 million transfer to Arsenal from Atletico Mineiro in July 2002. Arsene Wenger and Arsenal vice chairman David Dean both gave evidence in court, saying that Arsenal dealt directly with Atletico Mineiro and that no agent was involved in the deal. The case was conducted before the Honour Mr. Justice Jack, who on June 29th ruled against Jack Lichtenstein and ordered that the claimants pay Atletico Mineiro £94,000 in legal costs. A year later, the case could have caused problems for Arsenal when former player Ashley Cole criticised the club for hypocrisy and double standards in the way they approached Gilberto. With legal matters subsided, the 2005-2006 season began. Following midfielder and team captain Patrick Vieira's departure from Arsenal, Gilberto became a senior member of the Arsenal team. Shortly into the season, in September 2005, his desire to see his career out with the club led to Gilberto extending his Arsenal contract to June 2009. A month later, this loyalty was repaid when on October 18, 2005, Gilberto made his first appearance for Arsenal as captain against Sparta Prague. Although Gilberto had a period of bad form during the winter months of the season, his good defensive performances during the latter stages of the UEFA Champions League, in particular games against Real Madrid, Juventus and Villarreal, gained him praise. On May 17, 2006, Gilberto played for Arsenal in the UEFA Champions League final against Barcelona, which Arsenal lost 2-1. During the summer which followed the 2005-2006 season, AC Milan and Olympic Lyon were both rumoured to have expressed an interest in signing Gilberto. Neither clubs followed up with official offers. On the back of his good Champions League form, Gilberto was selected for the Brazil national football team for the 2006 FIFA World Cup. Gilberto was substituted on in two games and started twice due to another injury to Emerson. Brazil were beaten 1-0 by France in the quarter-final. Following Brazil's World Cup disappointment, midfielder Janinho called for the older members of the Brazil squad, including Gilberto, to retire from international football. On the back of Gilberto's childhood idol Dunga being appointed Brazil coach, Gilberto did not take Janinho's advice and has continued his international career.
Following the departure of defender Sol Campbell and retirement of striker Dennis Bergkamp in the summer of 2006, Gilberto was announced as Arsenal's vice-captain for the 2006-2007 season. He began the season well, as he scored the first ever goal at the Dutch DSB Stadion in a pre-season friendly. He then went on to score Arsenal's first ever goal in a competitive match at the Emirates Stadium in a 1-1 draw with Aston Villa. The first half of the season turned out to be his most illustrious in front of goal. From August to December, Gilberto scored 8 goals for Arsenal and garnered praise for his performances as standing captain while Thierry Henry was injured. Gilberto has indicated that after his current contract finishes with Arsenal, he may return to Brazil to play club football. He has also stated, "I would like to live in a small farm and ride a horse and have all of my family next to me." Section 2. Style of play. Gilberto is often called the invisible wall or volante in Brazil. His play often goes unnoticed as he positions himself between the two centre-backs and the rest of midfield, breaking up opposition attacks before they gather momentum. In this role, he is part of the defensive unit for both club and country. As Arsenal and Brazil are both attack-minded teams, he offers cover for attacking wing-backs and other midfielders who have a poor record of dropping back to help the defence. When playing, Gilberto occasionally drops into the centre of defence to cover the central defenders, usually Lucio for Brazil and Colo Torre for Arsenal, who are both known for their attacking runs forward with the ball. Gilberto's style of defending is unlike that of normal midfield enforcers. Whereas some midfielders, for example Robbie Savage and Roy Keane, are very strong in the challenge, Gilberto is more passive when he defends. Rather than tackle a player, he is more likely to shadow him, thus pushing him back. As a result, he has an unusually clean record for a defensive midfielder. He has twice gotten 45 games or more without receiving a single booking during his Arsenal career. This mentality earns him both praise and criticism. Gilberto is good at helping to defend against opponents who play a long ball game because he often man-marks the opposition's attacking target man. This cuts off the opposition's supply to the strikers and thus forces the long ball team to play through the midfield, something to which long ball teams are not suited. Despite Gilberto's high pass completion rate, his passing has been described as erratic in the past. A possible explanation for this is Gilberto's short passing range. He is more likely to offload the ball frequently to midfield players close around him, such as Patrick Vieira or Cesc Fabregas, thus easily gaining a high pass completion rate. These short-range passes often go unnoticed, while relatively infrequent, long-range, incomplete passes often receive negative attention, although not enough to significantly lower his overall pass completion rate. According to Prozone figures cited by the Sunday Times in January 2007, Gilberto is, together with Paul Scholes of Manchester United and Frank Lampard of Chelsea, one of the few midfielders in England to attain the elite Champions League level of performance. Section 3. Outside football. Gilberto is a patron of the Street League, a UK-based charity which organises football matches for homeless people, refugees and asylum seekers. In June 2003, Gilberto travelled to Brazil on tour with 17 Street League players. The tour included a visit to his hometown, Lagoa da Prata, and games against local shantytown teams at the Maracanã Stadium. Gilberto is also a keen musician. In his spare time, he plays the mandolin and the guitar. When he first moved to England, he took up mandolin lessons and played publicly at his local pub in St Albans. He later started learning the guitar instead. Like many Brazilian footballers, he plays samba music with his teammates in the seleção, the Brazilian national team, when they are relaxing in between international matches. Gilberto has a giant anteater named after him at London Zoo. Gilberto is an adoptee of the animal, which he received from a London Zoo competition winner. The footballer described this South American animal as "my slightly more hairy brother." This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.